Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. First off today, the LG Ultrafine 5K display is no longer available from the Apple Store, at least for now. The LG 5K monitor was designed in partnership with Apple to support all of the features of macOS, but it is now listed as currently unavailable on Apple's website for online ordering or in-store pickup. This follows several months of shipping delays and supply constraints for the display. Of course, Apple doesn't clarify whether the unavailability is temporary due to a new model arriving or because of extended supply concerns. The same thing happened last year with the LG Ultrafine 5K disappearing from Apple stores in May. 2 months later, LG announced a new generation of the monitor, which is the model that was still being sold up until now. With the availability of the Pro Display XDR, Apple could simply remove the LG monitor from its stores, but given that it's still listed on the Apple Online Store, that seems unlikely. The most plausible scenario is that LG is facing supply problems just like most other hardware companies this year. With the COVID-19 pandemic, many factories have been forced to reduce their production, and at the same time, more people are buying computers and accessories to work from home. Even though it has a questionable design, the LG Ultrafine 5K features a 27-inch display with a 5K resolution, just like the iMac. It also supports P3 wide color gamut and Thunderbolt 3 connection, with three USB-C ports that operate as a hub. The LG Ultrafine 5K was priced at $1,300, which is considerably less than the $5,000 Pro Display XDR. Ideally, the Ultrafine 5K will come back in stock soon or be updated or replaced by Apple. But for now, there is no Apple-sanctioned 5K monitor available for Mac users. In other news, after winning a pair of Daytime Emmy Awards earlier this week, Apple TV Plus has now scored its first ever Primetime Emmy nominations. The Academy of Television Arts and Sciences announced the nominations for the 72nd Annual Emmys yesterday afternoon, and Apple TV Plus received a total of 18 nominations. Apple's flagship original series, The Morning Show, received 7 nominations. Jennifer Aniston was nominated in the Best Actress in a Drama Series category for her role on the show. Steve Carell was nominated in the Best Actor in a Drama Series category for his performance on The Morning Show as Mitch Kessler. In addition to The Morning Show, Apple Originals, The Beastie Boys Story, Defending Jacob, Central Park, Home, and The Elephant Queen all received nominations. Netflix received an incredible 160 nominations this year, beating out HBO's 107 nominations. Apple points out that the 18 nominations for Apple TV Plus are the most ever received by a streaming service in its first year. The 72nd Emmy Awards will be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel and take place on September 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The format of the award show remains to be seen, but we wouldn't expect things to look even close to normal this year, given the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. And finally, Apple CEO Tim Cook will testify to the House Judiciary Committee later today as part of an ongoing investigation into possible anti-competitive behavior. Ahead of the full testimony, Apple has published Cook's full prepared remarks, offering a glimpse at how the Apple CEO plans to address the committee. In his comments, Cook will first commemorate the legacy of Congressman John Lewis, the civil rights leader who passed away a couple of weeks ago. From there, Cook will point out the competitive nature of the smartphone market, saying that the iPhone competes against the likes of Samsung, Huawei, and LG for market share. The Apple CEO will also point out that Apple doesn't have a dominant market share in any market where it does business, and he will reiterate Apple's stringent commitments to user privacy, which will undoubtedly be an important part of today's hearing, given the inclusion of Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. But of course, privacy is not the reason Apple is under scrutiny. Apple is facing questions for its App Store policy and the enforcement of a 30% revenue cut for digital purchases, and the lack of alternative methods to download apps on the iPhone. Tim Cook will argue that the App Store is a trusted place for users to discover apps and a means of providing a secure way for developers to make and distribute software for iPhone users. Cook will also remind the committee that Apple lets developers set the price of their apps and does not charge anything for just being listed in the App Store. He will also emphasize that most apps on the App Store keep 100% of the money they make. For instance, Netflix only sells subscriptions outside of the App Store, or shopping apps that deliver real-world goods that do not have to pay an Apple commission. And Cook will also refer to the findings of a recent Apple-commissioned study which showed that the App Store facilitated $500 billion in commerce across all of 2019. Finally, Cook will point out that Apple has never raised commission rates or added fees in the App Store's history, and that he is attending the hearing because scrutiny is reasonable and appropriate, but Apple makes no concession on the facts. The hearing will kick off today at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, and we'll have a recap of everything you need to know on tomorrow's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. In the meantime, you can learn how to watch the hearing yourself at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.